Hey, thanks for being here. One of the big questions, Arizona, recently we've talked about a couple of different things. There was a lot of talk about cyber attacks, which, of course, we reached out to the Department of Homeland Security and Tim Romer to ask him about that. We're going to get an update. But also border security and the concern that people that are crossing into our country that are on the terror watch list, how does that affect Arizona and our Homeland Security Department? Joining us now is the director, Tim Romer. Let's start with the border issue, Tim. How active is your office in conjunction with the federal government when it comes to border crossers and the possibility of it affecting your office in the state of Arizona?
Well, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me. We're in very close partnership with our federal government partners from Border Patrol. I wish we had that type of relationship with the elected officials in Washington, you know, with those appointed positions, with the administration. They want really nothing to do with us, unfortunately. But I will tell you, Border Patrol here in Arizona, they're phenomenal partners, the brave men and women of Border Patrol. So we collaborate with them regularly, and we put solutions in front of the governor, things that we can do as a state to help with the failures of Washington, D.C.
So what's happening? I was talking with a supervisor from Yuma not too long ago about people coming from all over the world. How big of a concern is that for your office, what's happening in the southern border of Arizona?
It's a huge concern, and I'm going to compare the border this year and over the course of the last year and a half to gas prices so that listeners understand just how quickly this situation has escalated out of control. This is not a political statement at all. It's simply a comparison, and it's a very fair comparison. The border has escalated at a point that, you know, listeners should understand, just like they've watched their gas prices go up. That's how the border has escalated. And it's not just on apprehension numbers. Everybody keeps talking about the 2 million people that are, you know, going to be caught this year illegally entering the country. Yes, that's huge concerns, but people have become so numb to the number of people coming across. They're not paying attention to the other areas that it affects. The dangerous drugs that are getting through, the dangerous individuals, like you mentioned, potential terrorists, people previously convicted of homicide. Unfortunately, the violence that is spread from human smuggling right now, sadly, two 18-year-old girls were murdered in Casa Grande because of a human smuggling drug dispute over a couple $1,000s. That's why everything has escalated so much. And I think we need to give more attention to the people that are dying of the drug overdoses and that are being murdered, and the migrants, sadly, that are dying coming across in dangerous conditions. They should not be coming across the border in this type of weather. You know, we see the city of Phoenix bans people from hiking trails when there's excessive heat because they don't have the resources to respond and it's too dangerous. Well, why doesn't Pima County, you know, close, you know, the mountainous regions there and tell people not to come over? They won't do it because it's too political, but it would save lives.
Here in Phoenix at Sky Harbor Airport, 6 days a week, buses are coming to Sky Harbor Airport to the SkyTrain station at 44th and Washington. And we're hearing that these are usually young men, single men, not families, military aged. And that seems to be different from what we've been hearing, that those are the people that have been deported the most. Is that a big concern for you? Do you know about these buses that are dropping people off and what's happening with these people?
Yeah, it is a big concern. And what we're seeing is that as the system is overwhelmed because of these record-breaking numbers, and it's baffling to me that leaders in Washington, D.C. refuse to do anything about it. And that's why it's getting so much worse. The single adult males, that's a huge concern. You know, specifically Tucson sector is seeing mainly single adults. They're seeing people that are fleeing. They don't want to be caught. Those are our biggest concerns. You know, a family coming across the border, turning themselves in Yuma, isn't as much of a security concern. They can go through the immigration process. We completely respect that process. What people don't realize is all those family units coming across in Yuma have to pay fees to the cartels and the transnational criminal organizations to come across, and then the cartels use them in human smuggling operations to distract Border Patrol, to distract law enforcement, and then they send their dangerous drug load through the other ways. And that's how the border situation has escalated out of control. People don't realize that human smuggling alone is giving billions of dollars of profits to the cartels just south of the border, and then they use those billions of dollars to flood drugs into our country.
Tim Romer is joining us. He is the director of Arizona's Department of Homeland Security. There's a story that we have that there is a new plan possibly that is being agreed upon with the legislature and the governor. $544 million allocated for Homeland Security and Department of Emergency and Military Affairs and Border Security. Do you know about this plan? Can you tell us a little bit of what's in it and how would this affect Homeland Security here in Arizona?
Well, Mike, similar to the governor, I don't talk about pending legislation or budget negotiations, but I will tell you that the governor has been a great leader on border security, and he's got a few advocates in the legislature, and I know they are looking at doing more to pick up for Washington's failures. They are looking at giving more funding to do things like provide more technology and resources to the border to help law enforcement. What we're hearing from local law enforcement, especially in Yuma and Cochise County, from their sheriff's departments and from others, is that they need more technology to be able to have eyes on who's coming across the border and to keep up with them. Pursuits are a huge problem. We're seeing people killed due to human smuggling pursuits on our freeways and shutting down our freeways and costing us lives. More technology like drones and camera systems can track those dangerous individuals fleeing capture. It allows law enforcement to pull back a little bit, which makes it not as dangerous for everybody on the road and those involved. And you can utilize technology to protect public safety, but in a manner that doesn't cost you lives on the freeways. Those are some of the things that we're looking at investing in order to protect Arizona and to protect the rest of the nation.
My last question, I want to get an update from you. Last time we talked about cybersecurity and the possibility of cyber attacks, and Arizona was on high alert because of that. Where do we stand with those cyber attacks now? Has the threat waned a little bit, or are we still in the same place we were before?
We're still in the same place we were before. Look, no news is good news that some of these attacks around the country haven't succeeded. But again, Vladimir Putin launched an unprovoked war against Ukraine. And if he's willing to do that, there's no limits of what he will do in cyberspace. I continue to think he's going to at some point come after our critical infrastructure, which includes our gas, our pipelines, our financial sector, and our healthcare sector. We consider all that and the energy sector under critical infrastructure. He's really going to do it at some point. He is not achieving his political and military objectives in Ukraine. And I think, sadly, as he becomes more and more desperate, he's going to be more willing to launch these types of cyber attacks against the United States. So we're using this time to continue to get better at what we do. We're not letting our guards down. Our shields are up. We're still anticipating this type of increased cyber attacks.
Tim, I always appreciate the expertise and the information. I know it's a big topic and you've got a big job to do. We appreciate you sharing it with the audience.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Mike.